Today, the Department of Veterans Affairs Office of Inspector General released a report regarding the mistreatment of veterans at the Buffalo VA Medical Center. This report found leaders at the Buffalo VA repeatedly ignored provider and patient outcries, leading to American heroes being abandoned by a system meant to serve and protect them. This is a complete disgrace and a betrayal to the veterans who've made incredible sacrifices to safeguard our nation. It's infuriating and it's inexcusable. I'm calling for a congressional investigation by the House Veterans Affairs Committee as a follow-up to this report to delve into the deeper problems at the Buffalo VA and ensure these issues never happen again here in Western New York or anywhere else in America. This report also demonstrates why the additional $12 billion requested by the Biden-Harris administration is so critical in ensuring quality and timely care for our veterans. Yet the Republican majority in the House has failed to produce a budget that fully funds the VA, which puts additional pressure on the doctors and nurses who work so hard every day to take care of our veterans. I will continue fighting to make sure that this $12 billion is included in the final budget. Today, I spoke to the United States Undersecretary for Veterans Affairs for Health, Dr. Sharif El-Nahal, who's making good on his commitment that he made to me recently at a Veterans Affairs Committee hearing to come here next week and to see firsthand the problems facing veterans in our community and to work with us to prioritize fixing the issues at hand. So I'm not going to rest until the VA in Buffalo and across America has the leadership, staff, facilities, and funding in place to care for our veterans that have served so nobly to protect our nation, and so many that have sacrificed so much for all of us. With that, I'll take your questions.
Do you get any idea that, I know you're kind of new at this, the congressional part of it, but do you get the idea this follow-up? Because it seems to me like there were vets that weren't getting care, and worse, maybe, they knew that they were getting delayed. They didn't do anything about it. Do you get the idea, Congressman, that this is kind of an isolated Buffalo VA thing, or that it's systemic across the country?
Well, let's start with Buffalo, and let's start with this IG report. The first two words of the title of the IG report says everything we need to know.
I got it.
Leaders failed. They failed to provide the care to our veterans in Western New York that has been promised to them when they signed up to put on the uniform to protect us as a nation. They failed to provide that care while the doctors and the nurses and the patients' families were clamoring for help. It was a total lack of leadership. It was neglect of our patients. Their health suffered because of that neglect. You had individuals that had cancer that were suffering from the pain of esophageal cancer, as outlined in this report, that needed to get care, radiation therapy, to quell the pain of that cancer. And 2.5 months later, they didn't even have treatment scheduled. You had an individual who had an extreme risk for stroke, who didn't have care provided for blood treatment for 9 months. You had someone that was suffering from cancer who took 9 weeks to get the services that they needed. So it is a total lack of leadership. The Department of Veterans Affairs has stepped in and removed the leaders at our Buffalo VA. It's a first step. More needs to be done. And it is just the beginning of what we ultimately need to address at our Buffalo VA. But across the system in America, we are seeing similar problems. Report after report that comes out shows that there is a lack of care being provided to our veterans because there is a lack of staffing levels due to a shortfall of $12 billion that the House Republican majority continues to fail to put into the budget, and we must put that in the final budget.
Doesn't seem to reflect well in the Biden-Harris administration, does it?
I believe that this comes down to the House Republicans' unwillingness to put into the budget what the Biden-Harris administration and the Veterans Affairs Administration in the United States has continued to call for, and we as House Democrats have continued to call for. $12 billion to fully fund Veterans Affairs across America to the level that they deserve and the level that they've been promised. When the PACT Act was passed a couple of years ago, it ensured that more veterans qualified for more care across America. They've earned it. They deserve it. But a $12 billion shortfall in the budget that the House Republicans continue to refuse to implement is underfunding the care. And we have a glowing example of a lack of care being provided at the Buffalo VA hospital because of a lack of a staff. You have nurses in Buffalo going out on an informational picket line to say that there is a hiring freeze. Well, the VA is saying there's not a hiring freeze, but there is a 9-month drag in hiring because of a lack of resources that the House Republican majority is refusing to put into the budget. A 9-month lag ultimately amounts to what looks like a hiring freeze, but it's because of a lack of resources.
Well, didn't you just say it was a lack of leadership? That's what you
lack of leadership at the Buffalo VA, unquestionably. And the VA has stepped in. The undersecretary will be here personally, as he committed to me during a recent hearing of the Veterans Affairs Committee. He's gonna be here personally on Monday to deal with these issues firsthand, to tour the facility, to meet with the healthcare practitioners, and to work to figure out what else needs to be dealt with from a global perspective. And most importantly, here in Buffalo, Western New York, we wanna make sure that our veterans are getting the care that they deserve and that has been promised to them.
Do you know when that's going to be on Monday, that visit?
We could get to the details, but yes, the details are coming together, yes.
Multiple questions while we're speaking about the national level.
Sure.
We have you mentioning Republicans, we have Langworthy mentioning Democrats. It's 2024.
Sure.
There's billions of dollars that you're depending on now. We're giving so much money to Ukraine, and we can't even take care of our veterans in 2024.
Well, the House Republican majority that exists today, they had an opportunity in the recent continuing resolution to put in $12 billion. They refused to include it. We have another bite at the apple come December to include it for our veterans. $12 billion, that's been promised to them. The Republicans that claim to be supporters of our veterans are refusing to fund the VA hospitals across America to the level that they promised that they would. So we're saying simply keep your promise to our American heroes, our veterans, and those on the front lines that are caring for our veterans. It's very simple. Keep your promise. The people in America and the veterans that have served us deserve a federal government that keeps its promises to our veterans, and that promise is a $12 billion commitment that we as a Democratic minority in Congress, in the House, and as an administration from the Biden-Harris administration have been asking for. That's what finally will support the PACT Act to the level that was implemented.
But it can't just be this one funding to VA hospitals. There's more than 15,000 homeless veterans across our country. So what can we do collaboratively to make sure?
Sure.
Watching this right now,
yeah.
Why would he or she want to serve this country if we're letting our veterans
look at that is a great question. The bottom line is we have an obligation to our veterans across this country to make good on the promises that were made to them by our government in the past and presently. And that promise is to fully fund the PACT Act that increased benefits for our veterans that they've earned and that they deserve. Now we have to fund it. And the Republican House majority continues to refuse to put the $12 billion in to fund that veteran services across the country. And a glowing example of what happens when you don't fully fund the staff across the VA hospital systems in the country is right here in Buffalo with a lack of staff to provide the services. And the nurses are out on the informational picket line asking for more resources. They know they need it. We know they need it. Let's get it done.
Can new leadership at the Buffalo VA succeed without this funding? Because obviously past leadership couldn't. So if someone taking over that position without the funding, are they just going to
look at there's a number of layers to this. The IG report demonstrates that there was failed leadership across the board at the top of the Buffalo VA. They have been removed. What we have to do now is make sure that the new administration there does what has been promised to our veterans, and that's make sure that that system is functioning appropriately. While that's happening, we have the service providers, the health care practitioners at every level, saying they need more resources to do the work that they want to do. These are our heroes, our frontline heroes, our doctors, our nurses, our therapists. I myself, I'm an occupational therapist. I've worked in healthcare. I've seen what happens firsthand when you neglect to provide healthcare to someone. They don't get any better, they only get worse. So we have an obligation to make sure that our veterans, our heroes in America, are getting the services that have been provided to them when they need it the most, when they show up at the VA hospitals here in Buffalo and anywhere in America.
The report is 54 pages long. I don't know if you noticed that.
Of course I did.
And I read it.
Yes, so did I.
And in there, there were indications of people saying, well, we get so many emails, we didn't, I didn't get around to it. It seemed like they made excuses. They didn't. The report doesn't mention the politics and stuff. And why are you making this political? This is all.
There's nothing political about this. Not the report, not the follow-up, not the problems, not the issue at hand. What is happening are facts. And the fact of the matter is that the House majority that is currently held by Republicans are failing to put forward $12 billion that will fully fund our VA hospitals across the nation, as has been asked for by our VA administration, by the Biden-Harris administration, and by us as a Democratic House minority, included in the final budget. That's what we're asking for. That's what the doctors and the nurses and the healthcare practitioners here in Western New York and across America are asking for. They just want the resources to do their job. And it's our obligation to provide those resources.
Any other questions?
My question is, it drives me nuts as a human being when people come to me and say that staff are mistreating my family member at a nursing, at a hospital. We have done so many things in society that are revolutionary and so futuristic. How does this keep happening where we can't even hold our people accountable in a hospital? If there was any place that should have been held accountable first, it's the VA.
That's right.
How is this happening?
Well, look, it happened because of a lack of leadership. That's what the report clearly identifies.
So
they have been removed. The next step is, that's why I'm calling for a congressional investigation by the House Veterans Affairs Committee, to which I'm a member, and looking for us to get more answers on the details of what's happening, not only at the Buffalo VA, but it's indicative of what's happening across America. And we need to get to the bottom of it. We need to hold those that made the issues transpire to where our veterans weren't getting the services that they deserve accountable.
Even if there's an investigation, is there going to be implementation of a new system? People are getting hired who are not qualified to take care of another human being. So besides this investigation,
It's leadership. At the end of the day, it comes down to leadership at the top. That's why the leaders were removed, and the obligation that the leaders at the top of the Buffalo VA and every VA hospital across America has is to make sure that the patients that are coming in there for services, our veterans that have donned the military uniform, heroes in America, get the health care that they've earned, that they deserve, and that's a promise we need to keep as Americans. All right. Thanks, everybody. All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Any information on that visit?
My team will get it to you. We got that. Yeah.
You said thank you, everybody.